Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This evening at the Cultural Heritage Center in Pierre, Bill Markley will discuss myths of the American West. Markley is a member of Western Writers of America, and he's co-authored the book Old West Showdown. In this book, he and co-author Kellen Cutsforth examine 10 of the best-known people and events in the history of the American West. He joins us now on the phone from Pierre. Bill Markley, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, Lori, for having me on your show. I'll be at the Cultural Heritage Center tonight at 7 p.m. Discussing some of the characters of the Old West. So it should be a fun event.
History is controversial. So tell me about how you and Kellen sort of decided to write this book. Where did the first argument come from?
Well, the first argument actually occurred with the person who writes the introduction for our book, Chris Entz. She writes about women of the Old West. And Chris and I and a few others were driving across Nebraska, and we started talking about Ellen Watson, who came down through history known as Cattle Kate. And Ellen had been hanged by a bunch of ranchers because they claimed that she was stealing cattle and exchanging them for sexual favors or whatever. And I said, no, that's wrong. The big ranchers just wanted access to her water and hanged her and her partner to get them out of the way. So we wrangled back and forth with that. And one of us said, hey, wouldn't it be a great idea if we put together a book telling point counterpoint stories of controversial stories from the Old West? So that's evolved from that.
Right. And did you really realize what you had bitten off when you kind of decided to do that? Because it's a huge...
Yeah, we did. We figured we'd be shot at from people from every which way. And it's happened.
Right.
Not literally, but...
Yeah, right. So why do you think that it produces that kind of a reaction where people say, no, that is not what happened. This is what happened. Why do people care so much about these stories that they are willing to sort of take you on for it?
Yeah, it's kind of a mystery. But I think it travels into today. I mean, you know, current news. I mean, you look at current topics today, there are people that are just polarized on both sides, and it happens with some of these Old West characters. You know, for instance, like, you know, Wyatt Earp and Billy the Kid. I mean, there are people that, you know, either love them or hate them. And so when you start delving into what are the true facts, you find that when you go into the past, that there are people that were supporters and detractors in the past. And the unfortunate thing is everybody's dead. So right. You can't ask anybody, well, what did you mean by this or that? So, the controversy thrives.
Is there something about the sort of mythology of who these people were too, that if you're, you know, there's a certain cachet to the story of Cattle Kate, you know, prostituting herself for cows, that story is more salacious, whereas, you know, no, they really wanted access to water on her homestead, right, and they just got her out of the way. There's a sense that some people maybe want the story to be one thing and some people want it to be, you know, something else.
Oh, that's exactly right. One of the characters we cover is Buffalo Bill Cody. You know, everybody knows that he rode for the Pony Express. Or did he? You know, so, Kellen and I, you know, take things on like that. You know, he does the pro, yes, Buffalo Bill rode for the Pony Express, and I take the con. Well, maybe he didn't. Maybe he was in school at the time. Maybe his sister wrote about him being in school at the time when he claimed he was riding for the Pony Express. But then Kellen would be more adamant that he really did than me being the detractors. So we go back and forth, gunfight at OK Corral. Everybody, you know, believes that the Earps marched in there to clean up the Clantons and McLowries. But when you go back and you look at some of the testimony, witness after witness says that the Clantons had their hands in the air and Doc Holliday started shooting first. So, but that kind of blows, you know, some of the the great movies and TV shows.
I was going to say, I saw it in a movie, so therefore, yeah.
Therefore, it's correct.
Tell me a little bit about your research, because when you use the example of Buffalo Bill Cody, does the historical record contradict itself?
It does. So again, you'll have people that say, yes, he did. And you'll have other people that say, no, he was in school at the time. And so, you know, again, you can't ask anybody because they're all gone. And you got to try to find what is most plausible out there. So what Kellen and I do is we present the facts from both sides. And then hopefully the reader will, you know, look at those, make their own informed decision, and hopefully go out and do more research on their own to try to determine what really is the truth.
Right. Because, and I think that notion of truth is important, because even though parts of the historical record can be contradictory, in reality, something is true and something is false. I mean, right. He either wrote for the Pony Express or he didn't.
And the problem is, again, history belongs to those who write.
Right.
So, if somebody writes down something that isn't quite right and no one else writes about it, then everybody has the wrong perception.
Right.
So, yes,
that,
what
that
is
becomes
truth?
The truth, right?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me some of the other people and events that you cover in the book.
Well, we cover Calamity Jane. We cover Custer at the Little Bighorn. Did he really make some bonehead moves? Or maybe Major Reno was drunk, and maybe Captain Benteen failed to obey orders. You know, so things like that.
That reminds me of the biography of Custer by T.J. Stiles, and one of his arguments was a Pulitzer Prize winning. One of his arguments was that by painting Custer as a bumbling fool, it made it look like the enemy he was facing was not that challenging. He just, whereas it was a way to sort of minimize the Native Americans in the battle. And so he had lots of theories about exactly why we paint things in a certain way historically.
Right, and cover up too. I mean,
right.
The military, they really didn't want to have it known that maybe some of these characters let Custer down at the time. So as you can tell, I'm telling the side of the story that Benteen and Reno let him down, whereas mm-hmm. Kellen tells the side that, no, he was just, rode into an idiot situation. Talk about the death of Crazy Horse. It's very controversial. There was a lot of people that wanted him out of the way, some of his own people and the military. And so Kellen takes the one side of the story of the, some of the Lakota wanted him out of the way, and I take the side of the story that the military wanted him out of the way.
Tell me a little bit more about how you sort of, sought the research. What, how much, because, T.J. Stiles wrote, 600-page biography of Custer,
right.
and you're putting 10 stories in one book and sort of getting people started. So how much research
right.
did you really have to sort of do to make it responsible? Because you don't want to just put out, alternative facts
right.
and conspiracy theories.
Oh, exactly.
You got to get
right.
it right. So tell us about that
right.
research.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And so it was probably about a year and a half of research and writing, and we footnoted everything so that people can go back and look at the sources that we used to, come up with our sides of the story. So, a lot of research.
And I bet the conversations at book signings and such are just very rich and dynamic, too, as people bring a whole nother perspective, right?
Oh, exactly. And it's tough because, if somebody is winging out information that's not exactly correct, you don't want to be, no, that's wrong.
Right? The world we live in today.
Yes.
Okay.
But we knew what we were getting into. So it's fun. It's been fun so far. So.